This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The three House panels leading the impeachment probe want U.S. President Donald Trump's top White House aide to testify this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part, for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump says it's time for Mexico and the United States to join forces and wage war against drug cartels after the deaths of nine U.S. citizens ambushed while traveling in a convoy in Mexico near the U.S. border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that Trump's suggestion of joint military action is not in agreement with his government's convictions. He said the worst thing is war. The victims of the ambush in the Mexican state of Sonora were members of a U.S. family who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region on the Mexican side. The top general for U.S. military operations in Africa visited Somalia on Tuesday to meet with leaders and discuss the fight against extremists in the Horn of Africa nation. U.S. Army General Stephen Townsend said he would assess the progress of the U.S. military campaign against the Islamic State terror group and the local al-Qaeda affiliate, al-Shabaab. He called them a threat to African partners, to U.S. interests in East Africa, and to the U.S. homeland. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.